Right, good morning and welcome to the EW Eagle Eye podcast. Today we have women's head basketball coach Wendy Schuler. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us today. I appreciate you coming on. It's good to get a perspective on the women's team today.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me.
All right. You know, I've watched a couple of the games recently just trying to catch up, and I noticed that your team does a great job working the half court. They seem to really try hard to get good shots. Is it hard for you to get the team to buy in and pass up chances for themselves, maybe to get the ball into the hands of their teammates?
You know, I don't know that it's necessarily hard to get them to buy in. I think more than anything, it's just a matter of educating them and teaching them, hey, what's the best shot for our team? Because I feel like we really have a team of unselfish players who really understand that we is more important than me. And so they want to do what's best for the team, but sometimes just to get them to understand is, you know, hey, if we get one more pass or two more passes, we're going to get an even better shot. It comes with a lot of repetition, comes with experience. I think that when players experience that success with, you know, making the extra pass and playing to each other's strengths and they, you know, we win and we have good possessions and things like that because of it, then they buy into it a little bit more. And probably more than anything, they just understand it.
I notice when you guys play offense, you like to, you know, move the ball around the outside and sort of dribble penetrate quite a bit before passing. Is that just something that you've noticed allows you to get those open shots, or is that a style of the players more?
You know, but part of it is our style of play, and part of it is just, the strength of our players and what their abilities are. So, you know, we feel like if we do get dribble penetration, that defenses have to make decisions of are we going to sink in, are we going to stop the drive, or are we going to, stay out here with shooters. And we're really fortunate that we've got some young ladies on our team that really shoot the ball well. And so it puts us in a position where when we do get dribble penetration, a lot of times they don't want to leave our shooters, so it opens up those driving lanes even more for us.
Kind of on the opposite side of the court, it seems like you've got your team doing a great job on defense, especially with help off of screens and stopping penetration. I think the last couple of games that I've watched, and I watched the Portland State game, you know, from start to finish, and the Montana State game from start to finish, it seemed like you pretty much constantly had three players in the paint on those ball handlers when the ball got in there. Is that a strategy that you're willing to give up some of those outside looks, or is that just, you know, teams knowing the tendency?
You know, part of it's knowing tendencies, and we really preach team defense. We don't talk about, man-to-man defense. We talk about team defense, and so we want to work hard to stop dribble penetration and try and show as much as we can. But it's also important for us to get back to shooters, and it's important for our players to understand a scouting report and know, okay, here's a player that maybe I can't leave as much and have to shade towards a little bit more because maybe they're such a good perimeter shooter, or maybe there's somebody that they can sink in off of a little bit more just because they that's not their strength to shoot the ball from the perimeter. So I think understanding and having high IQ players and, again, repetition and practice of working on stop and dribble penetration and then rotating back out of it is all stuff that we work very hard to understand. And I think that, you know, when our defense is good and we're flying around, that our offense feeds off of that.
Against Portland State, it seemed like you used a very heavy rotation of reserve, you know, your bench players coming in a lot more. Was that just a game situation thing, or was that something where you looked to get some more minutes for those players?
It was a situation where Thursday we had played against a style of play that really forced us to expend a lot of energy. And so I thought Saturday, if we had the opportunity to give some of our regulars a little bit more rest and give some opportunities to some younger players who have worked extremely hard to get on the floor, if we can give them opportunities, then I definitely wanted to do that. And we were in a position in that Portland State game to be able to do so.
Any of those younger players really impress you so far?
I've been impressed with a lot of them. Our freshman class is outstanding. Delaney Hodges obviously has started every game this year, and I think is definitely a candidate for Freshman of the Year in our conference. She's just really been huge for us. But, you know, we've got two other freshmen who haven't played quite as many minutes or coming off the bench, but I'm very excited about their future, Kiana Brown and Mariah Cunningham. Both they bring some really different things to the table, and I think are going to be great Eagles.
That's great. That actually brings it up. I've noticed watching them play that Delaney and Haley Hodgins both seem to have a really close connection with each other on the court. Is that something that I'm just seeing as part of your offense, or is that something that is true and it extends off the court as well?
I think it's true and it extends off the floor. These are two young women from a basketball family. Their mom was a great player at University of Washington. Their dad has been one of the top club basketball coaches in the country and for the last several years. And so they grew up with it. They grew up playing together. And so they play similar in certain ways, especially IQ-wise, but they're also very different as players. And so I think that they play well together because they're not exactly the same.
Do you think that that their closeness and relationship has an impact for you for the rest of the team?
I think it helps because our team just in general is really close off the floor. We've got, just a really nice, diverse group of players who have come together and become great friends, hanging out a lot off the floor, doing everything from, hiking and things to movies and dinners and stuff like that when they're not together in basketball. And I think that having a couple sisters just makes that even happen more. And it's kind of brought together two groups because Haley's older. Haley is, kind of part of more the junior-senior class that has been together. And then Delaney's young, and so she's more a part of those freshman-sophomore classes. And so it's really melded, I think, all of our players together, so we don't really have that class differentiation. Everybody just really hangs out together. I know when I was in college, as a freshman, you didn't hang out with the seniors a whole lot. They seemed old and they were different than you. And I don't feel like our team has that mentality, and I think that's really made us a lot closer.
Well, you guys only have, I think, four games left at Reese Court this year. Is that right?
Four at home, yep.
What would you want to tell the fans about, coming out to catch the last few games from your senior class?
If folks haven't had a chance to come watch these players play, Melissa Williams and Lexi Nelson are, they're going to go down as two greats in school history. Both players just are fun to watch. They're great athletes. They play really, really hard. They're very skilled. They're both playing the best basketball of their careers. Melissa just really, if you watch that Portland State, you saw she's just doing some really nice things for us and has had a great season. And Lexi just continues to shine. She has really gotten better on the defensive end for us. And she just is such a lights-out shooter and a reliable player in that aspect that they're fun to watch and they help us get going. And more than anything, the reason to come watch us play is because we're in a position to contend for the conference championship. And having a home court advantage is so huge. And so for us to get a crowd and have people that give us energy and have our backs and are on our side will make a big difference for us in those four home games.
So, obviously, winning is the key to get there, but what else do you need to see from your team to get to that goal of winning the regular season title?
I think we've got to stay focused. We've done a nice job overall this season of really focusing on one game at a time. And that's hard to do over the course of almost a 30-game season. And now that we've kind of come to the home stretch, I think it's a little bit easier to say, okay, here's the light at the end of the tunnel. Let's really buckle down. So for us, we've got to stay focused. We've got to continue to improve. I still think our best basketball is in front of us. I've seen glimpses of it on the defensive end, seen glimpses of it on the offensive end, but I still think that we have another level that we can go to as a basketball team. So we got to continue just to share the ball and play to each other's strengths and play unselfishly and more than anything, play hard and tough. If we get on the floor after the loose ball and take charges, then we're going to have a lot of success.
I know that there's a lot of teams experience trouble playing in a tournament environment just with the game's rapid fire, one day after another. How much did it help you guys to go down to Florida and win that tournament down there in the preseason?
You know, I think for us, more than anything, is it obviously gave us confidence against the big guy, you know, playing against an SEC team. But it also was really good for us in terms of knowing that we can win on someone else's home floor. You would think there wouldn't be anything much more daunting than playing on an SEC floor with SEC officials. And our team didn't focus on any of that. They just focused on playing really good basketball. And I think that's something that when we, move forward in the next 3 or 4 weeks, will be something we can look back on and say, hey, we've been here before. We've been in tough environments, and we've been successful. It's always good to be able to look back on those things and know that you can do it.
One other more player that I had looked closely at her statistics was Jade Redmonds. It looks like as a sophomore, she's one of the leaders in almost every statistic that they track. How much more can her game grow in the next couple of years, and what do you think she needs to do to realize that potential?
Jade has been great for us. She just has stepped up in games when we really needed somebody to step up for us, whether it's on the defensive end taking a charge or whether it's getting in the lane, hitting a tough jumper, whatever it's been, Jade has really, really been good for us. I think she still has a lot of growth in front of her. I think some of it's, more as a leader and continuing just to, enhance, my relationship with her and understanding each other, because I really expect our point guards to be an extension of me on the floor, has always worked out with point guards, as they get older, they feel more and more comfortable calling stuff themselves, calling a play, having a good feel for, hey, we're really, having a lot of success getting the ball inside, I'm going to call something to get a post touch. I think as our point guards get older, they always feel more and more comfortable taking on that role and doing those things. But I think that she's got some really good growth in front of her that's going to happen just system-wise. And then basketball-wise, she has improved a ton, just in the last year. But I think that in the off-season, we always try and find one or two things to say, hey, let's get better at this next year. And for her, we'll definitely hone in on some things. And she's an extremely hard worker. She gets after it in the weight room or when she's on the floor. She doesn't take, plays off. She doesn't take reps off in practice. So she's going to get better simply because of that.
All right. Thanks, Coach. So tonight you guys are taking on Southern Utah. Is that right?
Yes.
At Reese Court. What time is tip-off?
6 o'clock.
All right. So tip off at Southern Utah or at Reese Court against Southern Utah tonight. And then on Saturday, you host Northern Arizona.
We do. Both teams really fight for, playoff spots and, playing good basketball right now. And, very, very physical teams. Both of them are going to be, they're not teams that really want to get the game up and down and in a high scoring affair. So, for us, we've got to try and impose our will and really make it our kind of game rather than the type of game they want it to be.
All right. Well, good luck with that, Coach. Everyone that's listening, get out to Reese Court and watch the girls take on Southern Utah tonight. I know you guys are just a game and a half out of the Big Sky lead, so go get them.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate you having me. And, go Eagles.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.